Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Jerry and I'm an alcoholic. And the question is, what are some examples of amends we can't or shouldn't make? Oh yeah, I got to AA for the second time about a bit over 13 years ago now, and I was in all sorts of trouble. Booze had taken me to a position where, you know, life was unbearable. And I was nursed back to health through the AA program, through the fellowship of AA. And as I worked through the steps with my sponsor, I was able to see, probably for the first time in my life, that, you know, the truth around myself, relationships and that sort of thing. And I, you know, there are a number of amends I had to make, and they were fairly simple. But the hardest, probably, and some involved money and things like that, but the hardest one was, in fact, with my ex-wife. And I'd prepared for a meeting with her. She'd left me quite some time earlier and couldn't put up with me anymore. And I rang her and we organised to have a cup of coffee. And I sat down and started to make my amends, and she just broke down crying. And it was still fairly early in my sobriety, and you know, I decided just to stop then and there, because it was just going to cause her more pain, just reliving the past for her. But subsequent to that, I was beginning to behave like a sober man, and she could see that. And she could see that I was straightening my act up, and she could see that, I could be trusted with the children and trusted with a lot of things in life that she just had lost all hope about. And we're still separated today. She didn't come back. But we have a relationship now which is pretty good. So we attend family functions together. She doesn't live that far, lives a few suburbs away. And, you know, we're kind of friends now, and that's really good. So I guess, you know, I couldn't make that amends on that day, but over time, through this fellowship and this program, and I don't pick up a drink one day at a time, and I trust God and try and clean house, my life is so much better in that regard. Don't know whether I can add much more than that. There are probably some amends that we all have that we can't make. One example would be, somebody that you owed money to that's passed away or something like that, or they're right out of your life, you just can't find them. And I like the idea of repaying the universe. And I've had the pleasure of being able to help people with some money. People that really needed it, and I kind of treated that as my amends. So anyway, thank you for the opportunity to speak, and I wish everybody who's listening to this a sober day and a sober life.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.